Sure, here's the things ready.
We're ready.
All right.
What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. Kid, get off your phone.
I'm sorry. Well, you said you was waiting for us to be ready, and then you didn't wait.
Because
she only said she was ready. I'm my own person, and I wasn't ready.
You get him on the podcast and right. Disrespect.
Oh!
No respect. Anyway, if it's your first time tuning in,
people say Gooseberry, we greatly appreciate what's happening? It.
But you was on your phone.
No, you.
This is what happens when you ask HTT to come on Let Us Tell It.
I expect nothing different.
Anyway, I expect nothing different.
He said, what's happening? It's your first time tuning in. It's usually a podcast about two black men's point of view, fathers, husbands, uncles. You know, we just talk about our point of view of what's going on in this world and different things. But if you're watching, you can already see. Or if you're listening, you can already hear. We got some wonderful guests. What do we have? To my immediate right, my beautiful wife. Go on, let them know who you are.
God dang right I am. Your beautiful wife, period. There's no other explanation needed.
No other!
Right. Mrs. Tanksley, thank you.
And to my left, I have my beautiful brother.
No, you just said I had breasts before the camera started.
But they're pretty.
It was off, man.
I got gynecomastia.
What's gynecomastia?
That's the medical term for man boob. That's what I want to talk about. The Rock had gynecomastia.
Y'all know who he is.
Gynecomastia. We need to stand up.
Here's the thing. Podcast.
Man boobs is a medical condition, and we are tired of being.
Well, let's talk about it. Hey,
get it off our chest. Yes.
Okay, so
this is gynecomastia.
Yeah, you bet. Listen, Tank, the what wife
this
like
this is gynecomastia. It's just when you got excess.
Now, Kevin, I am way too close to you to have your titties out.
We are tired of being shamed. When you have excess, no,
you have to smack your chest. Put it back.
This is a medical condition. You have to put it back. Excess tissue in your chest, breast area. Even if you do push-ups and stuff, sometimes you will still have it. I just found out Dwayne The Rock Johnson had this surgery when he was in the WWE, and nobody made fun of him. And do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson was not lifting weights and doing stuff?
But
he was.
How did he get rid of it?
He had surgery.
Is that what happened?
Yes, he talked about it. He had surgery.
Kev does not have this.
I have gynecomastia. I don't know if that's exactly how pronounced.
Man,
I know that's has some of the letters there.
The man hasn't put in the work yet.
Did you get diagnosed with it? Or you just claiming it?
Self-diagnosed.
Thank you.
I can see it. I've had it forever when I was young. It starts off a lot of times in puberty, prepubescent or pubescent boys, like it started with me. And then it doesn't always go away with working out. And I'm tired of being shamed.
It wasn't like that years ago, though. It wasn't like that.
Hold on. It was like that,
6 years ago?
No, I've always had this. Yes, it was.
You just started gaining a little bit.
No, I didn't. They've gotten bigger as time has.
You did too?
Yes, as I have as well. But I'm tired of being shamed when Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not shamed. I'm not even saying you should shame Dwayne The Rock Johnson because he shouldn't be shamed either. You don't shame people.
Kev, nobody talks about your
gynecomastia?
Body, your body, but you.
People talk about me all the time. People write letters in the comments when I have my shirt off. They be like, put your shirt away.
Why is
you're
your
scared.
Shirt off?
Why can't it be? Just because I don't have muscles. When you see Dwayne The Rock Johnson with his shirt off, nobody ever asks him why.
He's a physical fitness influencer.
And that's what I'm saying. Just because I'm not physically fit, I can have my shirt off.
You right.
Fat phobia, gynecomastia phobia is happening in America. And we're not gonna take it. No. I'm so happy y'all have me on here.
Listen, he is on a rampage. And y'all ain't got no control.
Gynecomastia. Matter of fact, this is gynecomastia awareness.
No, you have to wrangle him
this
in.
This is a bigger version of Melissa, though. Like, Melissa was
Melissa
on here.
Melissa was on one when she
big
was.
Laugh.
Yeah. She took over for your podcast.
Dude, my editing software could not lower her voice.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm just very passionate.
Literally,
about
you have all of our mics peaking. All four of them.
I'm very passionate about gynecomastia awareness.
All right. Angel?
Yes.
No, hold on. We're getting it off our chest. Did we?
No,
we
said it,
that?
But we didn't introduce.
Because he said I had
the
breasts.
Segment.
That's why.
Okay.
Goose did say.
So, like you all know.
On his podcast to insult so you, me.
Goose said. We do a segment called Get It Off Our Chest, but because of y'all, we can call it Get It Off Our Breast.
And then Marcus was like, he making fun of y'all. And I was like, he's not making fun of Angel. He's making fun of me.
He's making fun of us, kid.
Oh, that's right. It was her. And it's just me. Angel has breasts, and that's okay because she's a woman.
But the saying is not get it off of your breasts. So that's why I said he's making
Angel,
fun
you
of
have
us.
Anything you want to get off your chest?
This is like working with my children. This is what this is like right now.
It's your co-host. It's your host.
And I didn't ask. You asked for him over here.
I thought I was getting my own episode, low-key.
You will get your own episode.
I wanted it first, but.
Why you got to have it first? Why
can't
I have my wife over here?
He doesn't support me in any way outside of that room.
So let's talk about it. Black man that don't support.
I am in a golden cage.
Dudes, let's talk about it. Black man that don't support
black women.
Or black women.
Yep. We've heard this plenty of times
plenty
about
of
you,
times.
Kid.
That I don't support black women?
And you
women.
Need to stop mistreating Josh.
Mistreating Josh?
That's just something I'm going to start saying.
Don't do that.
I'm going to make it a thing.
I was like, is he beating Josh? I was really trying to think. Is he beating
Josh?
Don't beat Josh.
Nobody
so
says
hey,
that.
Joe,
I support somebody.
Is there something you want to get off your chest other than that?
I have way too many things to do. I said it yesterday on our podcast when we were filming it. The holidays need to be at least one more week. There's too much stuff that I need to get done that I just don't see happening, but I will push to do it. I have a bridal shower to throw. I have a Christmas party to throw. I have to get Christmas gifts. I'm planning a holiday vacation. It's just too on top of running businesses.
Y'all going on vacation? Mm. Where y'all going? With the kids?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We going to the Bahamas.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all finna eat Kong fritters?
All of
that.
Sure. Now, all
the new year,
excuse me.
Oh, so, yes, host.
All this stuff you got going on. Now, mm-hmm. Do you think if you would have just got one Christmas tree, you'd have more time?
Well, no, no, you know why?
On,
because
let me
address
this.
No,
I'm trying to manage your time better.
I hired someone to do that, so it didn't take up none of my time. Okay. I know how to delegate. Okay. I know how to scale.
Greg will be sitting on something petty for 7 minutes and wait patiently.
You tried it with me too. You know all them trees. You know I ain't count. I ain't in your pocket. But I said, man, we the heck?
Y'all gotta
trees
meet Greg's
years.
Mom. If y'all could meet Greg's mom, he will make so much more sense.
Is she coming to the Christmas party? Everybody else's parents is coming.
Nah, my mom ain't coming.
Tell her, come on.
I seen her butt.
Hey, Goose.
You always love
Goose.
To
stop mentioning
story.
That.
Why? It's my life. It's part of my truth.
Put it out there. I will flirt with your mom.
Oh, that's
I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine with me. Play ball.
Your mom is great. Both parents
and
nice.
What makes it worse is
you
if she
got a vasectomy, so. Oh! That's, yeah, she
he
can't
said
get pregnant.
Flirt, not.
Hold on!
That's it.
Wait a minute. He said flirt. How did we get to consummation?
He brought up flirting with my mama, so I brought that up.
Is she down for it like that?
I don't know.
What? Is this what y'all be watching over here?
Listen, okay. Tank, what you got to get off your chest, man?
Well, I brought up an issue last week, and the issue with Lowe's.
What happened with that?
Hold on.
I got so many problems. Man.
So, shut up, Kevin. One issue I'm having... In general, with these stories and everything we're going through, we have a vlog we're doing. Mm. I got TV.
Yeah.
I got Let Us Tell It. Mm-hmm. I got This Is Gonna Cause an Argument.
You should have said
I cannot
first.
Remember.
He never thinks
about best for last. I cannot remember when I told this story or who I talked to it about. And people are hearing the same thing over and over and over.
With you?
I don't take you serious, Kevin.
I was agreeing with you.
That was a Melissa slap. That was so loud.
People be on me for telling the same stories. I talk a lot for a living. And I just talk without cameras. And I'm trying to be entertaining. I don't know when I say stuff.
I was like, somebody said, I think it's on one of the vlogs. They was like, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the story about these doors. I'm like, I can't remember when I said it.
Yeah. And Marcus tells all of the details from
because
the beginning. Because
everybody, I got to make sure they're getting all the juice if they're hearing it for the first time.
The juice is
That's
dry.
What I'm going to get off my chest. Just talking about. All
you got too many. You got the same story you're spreading across
it's
all
it's
the not, platforms.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, front of camera so much. Mm. You know, we vlogging. It's the vlogmas.
So
12
much.
Great days of Christmas. Mm. Is this, that, and the other?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I got friends I talked to. Me and Melissa was out there. We was waiting. I was like, man, let me tell you about. I was like, I don't remember who, if I just told Melissa or if I told the vlog. or the podcast.
Mm. It's also you getting old. That's
also getting old. Yeah, something about getting old. Your brain be like, tell that
you gotta
story.
You gotta carry a little black planner around and write your thoughts.
Who I said it to?
Yeah. Like, okay.
Kevin told this story.
Every time I go to tell that story, I feel like it is the first time. I'm like, let me tell you this.
And that's how it's
gonna be so amusing.
I'm from El Paso.
Did you know it?
You know, I used to work at Boeing.
But listen,
I'm usually the recipient of the storytelling. Oh, and I'm like, in my head, man, you just told me this.
And I want everybody around like, to just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. People need to be able to say, you told it, and then you stop. Like, and then just put a halt on the story.
That's fair.
Just stay.
I'll let you finish that sentence. You done told me that.
That do sound like Greg.
You done told me that, y'all. Melissa be like, I want you to get kidnapped so you can have new stories.
She that is so that, funny.
Once I think get that was Chris Rock's joke, and we were watching it together, and he said that. She was like, man, I've been saying this. Kids be saying that. People in the Patreon stage crew. Well, I love when he tells this story. I'll be like, "This, I never said this, did
right.
I?"
Right. This is the truth. You got the chest stuff too to get it off.
Yeah, I got something to get off my chest. It's another airplane situation.
Man, we gonna put you on no fly list. Something gonna happen.
No, I just want people. If you sick, wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, and learn how to go to the restroom, blow your nose. Don't sit there and pick your nose next to me, wiping the snot off the handkerchief. The handkerchief is just a thicker piece of tissue, and you just put it in your pocket, let it sit there marinating all the bacteria it is, and then you still touching it. The handkerchief don't do nothing.
My dad used a handkerchief.
To the restroom and wash your hands, man. Amen. And wear a mask and don't sit next to me. Because it irritated me.
Because it irritates you.
And then we got outside putting the bags in the car. And this maintenance man came with the yellow cart. He said, excuse me. And I was cool. I was about to move out the way. I reached down to get the merch bag. He's on top of the merch bag.
With the wheel.
I'm like, bro, man, back up. What are you doing? He said, I said, excuse me. I said, but you already up on me.
Already.
I done got irritated. You know, I'm Buddha monk. I'm trying to
be
calm.
To be monk,
but the fool next to me on the plane was so snotty nose. He done ticked me off, man.
Wait a minute. Let's get into this.
Greg was looking for a rock to throw at this man.
I found the water bottle in the car, and I was like, where he at?
A plastic water bottle, perfect patty to bust somebody upside the
head. Me and him locked eyes. He was across traffic. I was like, yeah. The driver's like, no, Greg, no. I'm like, I flicked them off.
Sometimes you flick off is
worth it. Yeah, I was like, you.
You can do it for real. Why are you hiding it?
Because, man, my children might one day
Greg, let's get into this woodsman drip that you have on. This vest,
loose.
I love it. The vest and the thermal, but then with the shoes. Earth do you toe. See the shoes?
Oh, yeah. This
with
is,
the textured toe?
This is,
oh, and they're Nikes?
Now, I'm about to throw away all my Nikes, too, though.
Are
why?
You?
Yeah.
Because Kyrie?
Yep. I'm going to eventually do it.
He ain't never doing it.
Tank was like, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, but I like the woodsman look.
Give them to me. I'll sell them.
No, I was about to say, what size are they? What size are you?
These are 10 and a half.
Oh, that's the size of Lil Marcus. So whichever ones you want to get rid of. Yes.
That's a tall boy.
Sheesh.
No, it's becoming a disaster.
That's a
man
shoes. A lot of men don't even get up to 10 and a half.
You know what? Look, let me
He's
tell you
13.
Something. I'm going to tell you about something as a father, which you don't like hearing. Of the sound of another grown man pissing in one of your toilets and knowing it's your son. That strong, loud stream. I'm like, who is upstairs? I'm like, hold up. Nah. That's the sound of somebody paying bills.
That's Bill
Start.
That's the baby. That's my baby.
I don't like it.
They asking Lil Marcus to pick up stuff from high.
Yeah.
Like, grab it for me.
How old is he?
13.
Thank
he's what,
he
five,
like six, 10? 16.
5'9"?
No. I don't know. He's
he
got
to be 6 foot.
Angel's 7'3".
Because he's taller than me,
Shut
right?
Up. He's like 5'9". He's. I don't think he's 6 foot. Well, we'll see he's when
five,
he's
nine.
Near you.
He ain't as tall as me yet, but he's right up there. He's probably 5'9", 5'10".
He's a little bit shorter than me.
Crazy. Why do y'all do that? Why do moms do that?
Do what?
Look at children who are obviously
ego.
Taller than them.
No, what is it? No, it's not. It's
even with your hair, Angel, he's taller than you.
I ain't never seen him taller than me. Ever.
If you looked in reality, he would
in this
Goose, what's
universe.
What's it like McKinley being taller than you?
What's the what?
What's it like with your daughter being taller than you?
Oh, man, you know. Moving on.
Where's the baby at? Why is she not here?
I wish
moving
she
on.
Why are you
bringing
her? She did this.
She ain't
it
nobody
so
laughing
weird.
At that whack scared joke. You see
oh, I didn't recognize that.
Today,
I did.
You weren't
I
supposed did. To.
Oh, no, I heard it as a joke. I was waiting to hear what
it
comes back
to me.
Anyway, good news on the horizon. Well, yeah, this passed. This passed the horizon. So I went and got checked up to make sure.
You ain't got no more swimmers.
Yeah, my vasectomy. Your boy ain't got no more in the clip.
Hey, get it in there.
But I'm busting them.
Hey.
Yeah. We had a time last night.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
I had a time last night.
Look, you ain't got nothing to worry. I mean, nothing to worry about.
I laid off in there.
Hey. Let's talk about vasectomies.
I'm talking
talk about it.
I laid off
what
in there.
What you
want to know? You still have sperm, right? They just don't. They can't.
You
have,
they dissolve back into your body.
You have semen. You don't have sperm.
No.
I thought it cut the pathway off.
Yes. So they still have sperm. It just doesn't come down the vas deferens.
Okay. So they're still there.
They travel down the vas deferens. So that's what they sever. So it basically just dissolves in your body.
Vasectomy. Vas deferens.
Yes.
Actually, the other day, the picture of your actual
tube, the vas.
Yeah, popped
the
up.
The doctor called it a nice piece of vas.
Nice piece
of vas. Oh, he had when jokes. He came up with that, I know he knows
it
he
was
had.
A knee slapper.
I know
I was like, shut up.
Tank couldn't wait to say it either.
he
didn't do it to me, but when he did it, you was like, Greg, let me tell you, vast difference.
His vast difference
nice
was
piece
a,
of
like, a circumference of like a straw.
Yeah.
It was big.
You had a boba tea?
Hey, I told you, super sperm over here, boy.
Your sperm
you
was so
bad. You could pull grapes through that bad boy.
But yeah, really.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey.
When he put it on the table, it said,
babe, when did you get your vasectomy?
Ah, dang, that was 2019.
But the sperm and the liquid that the sperm travels in comes through two different tubes.
Yeah,
and they cut the sperm, but they cut both of them, the vas deferens, whatever the tube called. They cut them, and now the sperm is just it runs into that blocked wall.
Mm.
Now, what can happen? It can cause an infection if they don't dissolve. So when that happens, you wait a day or two. If it's still sore, you go to the doctor. They give you antibiotics to help.
So your sperm just goes into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
Absorbs into your body. Same as it would if you was, celibate or whatever.
If you were.
Yeah, it just dissolves into your body. That's literally the only negative I found. Like, people come up with all these fictitious, I heard it don't come out the same. I'm like, dude, none of that is, it don't even work. Like, that's not how the anatomy works.
People don't need to know that.
I knew somebody had one. He can't get an erection no more. It had nothing to do with his vasectomy. That's not how the anatomy works.
At all.
They just come up with it sounds stupid when you actually know about it and educate on it. It's like, come on, y'all, do better.
Yeah, well, we gonna know for sure if mine worked in the
because if male show up pregnant,
I let loose a couple times.
All right,
refractory period.
I let loose, boy.
Did you feel the need? Marcus felt the need to test it out on himself before he tested.
Oh,
it
yeah,
out
I
on me.
Tested it out plenty of times. Well, they say you have to. They want you to ejaculate 20 times before to get the reserves out.
Because if you ain't ejaculating.
Before you
go back for your second,
before you let loose in you
someone
know.
Else,
yeah.
Because thing is, if you ain't doing nothing, they just sitting there waiting, reproducing. Like, all right,
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I didn't have a vasectomy.
A what?
I knew. I knew.
Okay.
Heard it.
I thought you was changing the subject.
I don't need one. Melissa has her tubes tied.
Ah, that's great.
You're not gonna stand in solidarity with her?
Nah, support her from the sidelines.
Oh yeah, yeah. If Mel,
big pom pom.
If Mel would have got hers tied, I wouldn't have did it. I wouldn't have did myself like that.
I would have had mine untied and been like, "Go get cut. I've done enough."
Nah,
being pregnant again.
I don't. Well, let me take that back because I don't want any more children from anybody.
There you go. So,
shoot.
Well, that
to
was
make
big,
sure that didn't happen. Yeah,
that was the big reason why I wanted Marcus to have a vasectomy is I didn't want him to be able to ever make any more children.
Yeah,
that was it.
I told her, you done messed up because that was keeping me honest.
Listen, no, man. The honesty I don't care about. I don't want my kids having no half siblings. And if we were to break up, I want to be able to have that over whoever else he gets with. Is that I'm his baby's mom. Mm-hmm. And I know my kids will always trump. Listen, I want to be able to call at 1 a.m. in the morning and be like, "Mom's not doing well. We need you to come over here to help out." And then he had to get his black
just so
ass up.
Just so I can come smash.
Yeah.
I've heard this story before. See, I just laughed. It was funny again.
But this was for them. This was for them. But for Let Us Tell It. I've never told it to Let Us Tell
It. But I never said, "Oh, Angel, you said that story before." Because I just listen. And I also think that's very funny to say. Angel, Marcus will be fine. Marcus, little Marcus is 6. Angel, little Marcus is 28.
He needs
does
you.
Does not live with you.
He with his girl. What are you talking about?
You got to stop. This he man has his own you. Family. He has children. Our grandson is 6. He's home with his father.
He needs you, babe.
Just a petty, being petty. Yeah.
So, yeah. Real quick, I was on my way here, and I'm listening to music. Ooh. Right, you know, I got my music playing.
Music.
And in my personal opinion, I feel like these newer artists, the hip hop artists, the little this, the young that's, all of the babies.
The baby, the little one.
The young, all of these, the twerks, jerks, herks, all these different.
Okay.
I don't feel like they have enough substance to last the way the artists have that we came up with.
Oh boy, you is old.
Have you heard of
once you have crossed over into our
he, but he'll
young
say
kids,
it's different. He'll be like, "No, it's different though. It's different than when older people say."
Every generation has said.
So here's my thing though. It's like when we were coming up, you had the even the Kumo D's, the Big Daddy Kane was in Jay-Z video. Mm-hmm. You had them saying, "No, these dudes is nice." You had them paying, giving credit to the Lox, to all of these. You don't see.
Nas and 21 Savage just got a project together.
And right after that, he said he wasn't relevant.
No, he said it before then.
Oh, he said
it was before then. The music together was
okay.
To be like
21 Savage. Yeah. Perfect example. I've heard the name. I have never heard any of his dude's song. I went and listened to one of them songs.
His song.
You said you I'm wouldn't listen?
I went and listened to one, and I was just like, what in the entire hell is this crap?
Rap music is designed to be consumed by the generation who is making it. If an older person likes it, then the young people will organ reject it. When Rev Run and them was hip, dop, adibbity, and all that, Rev Run, Sugar Hill Gang, and all that, our generation was like, that's old music. We gonna make something that sounds different from that, which made the hip hop, hibbity hop, be like, that's trash. This up on the stoop, run to the coop. That's, man, got some juke. They was like, now this stuff.
But that's an improvement over this. 21 Savage, dude.
To that us,
dude,
it is.
He was
but
doing nursery rhymes.
It. The kids love it.
Have you heard this new stuff, Goose?
Fun fact.
You a rapper?
21 Savage is...
I can tell.
His barber was my barber. Or my barber dated his mama or something like that.
Okay.
That
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was his barber and my barber was both on the road.
We connected somewhere. That's a fun fact. Yeah. But he's from England and Decatur, Georgia.
He's from England and Decatur, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
God dang.
Can I show them your vast deference?
Okay.
Is that his balls?
It's already on YouTube. Yeah, they big and swollen, boy. Look at them balls.
What's happening?
That's the tube that cut.
That's the tube. That's the tube. And then
I've never seen one before to know what it looks like, and I still feel like that's big.
I made him a little care package that said, "We're nuts about you," and it had all of his favorite things.
How far back did you go to find this?
Seen that man's vast difference now.
You've been inside his body.
Whatever it looked like.
I thought it was clear.
It was like a tapeworm.
I didn't consent to vast
One of them was clear. One of the things he cut out of me was clear.
Can I show you a vast difference? He said, I don't care. And then I flipped it. I just had to see your titty. So hush now.
That's outside.
So that's outside. That's outside.
Shake that vast.
21 Savage. I like some of his Savage. Music, preferably Savage. The way he rides the beats. Most rappers, you're not even listening to what they say. You just like, as long as they riding the beat. Nowadays,
he's not actually trash.
Nowadays, I mean, he's.
I don't listen to music.
To what Kev was saying, though, to the he's. To the kids of, you know, his age.
Mm-hmm. How long he been out?
Been out for a while.
A minute. At least probably close to 15 years, I imagine.
I would say 15.
Might be 15.
Because we've been here 6. And he was out before I moved here. He's
what they saying.
Oh, comments? Your boy. The boy that? Is successful, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
From music or from other
music.
Ventures?
Music. He's okay. He's a talented individual. But
the 21 Savage and Lil Baby, they might be who you consider like the good ones of rap. There's a lot of terror. The Tekashi 6ix9ines and
I'm including Tekashi all of them in the same.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Lil Baby be rapping.
You can't compare.
I ain't heard him. Da Baby.
The baby is almost universally disliked now.
Yeah,
I'm not music or him.
Both. I think the initial dislike came from his flow didn't really change and his beats didn't really change either. So it felt like the same song.
I heard a couple of songs or a couple of verses he did with other people, and I was like, man, this boy is spitting right here. I didn't hear anything years prior.
Yeah.
See, but here's the thing. This is how I know this music isn't for me. Is that I don't. Know these people.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I know it's Booty not for Jay? Me.
Like I thought I knew folk when like Cardi was popping and I was like, would you be listening to that Cardi? He was like, what? And then he started naming off the pancake, cinnamon butter, whatever these names is, and I was like, I've never heard of any of these people.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's it. I'm out of there cuz I ain't never heard of these people. I really thought I was onto something. When I knew who Cardi B was, he was like, no.
Yeah, no, I know it ain't for me.
The name, these kids, they got numbers in there.
Yeah.
1127. Who? That's time for a nap. I get 50 cents.
The rap music, literally, man, it's a different thing.
What's crazy is like, you compared to other genres of music, it's like we always in competition with each other. You don't hear about rock stars and R&B artists and stuff is like, well, you know, who's better? Only one can be the best.
That's
like,
because rock has so many categories.
Yeah, but
rap is just rap.
All right, but even if rap's just rap, you got R&B. Mm-hmm. You ain't got people saying you can only have one great, everybody else is weak. Or
saying R&B is
or
dead.
You too old to do this.
They be saying R&B dead and R&B not good no more.
No, R&B still good.
This album is amazing.
It's hard for because it had a golden era. It's just like metal had a golden era. Yep. It's not that people aren't still making it. It's just not the sound of the decade, I guess you would say.
I feel like other genres, just rock, because you mentioned it. Like in Seattle, they were making grunge. So then you're like, oh, y'all is grunge. Y'all ain't heavy metal like this or death metal or
here's the soft difference rock. From talking to someone who seems to be just engulfed in music.
Yeah.
Look, I'm very shallow when it comes to this. When I say rock, if a guitar is getting played if it's electric and it sounds a certain way, rock.
You don't
but
know
Marcus, that. That's Elton John. Rock. All right, you come over here.
Hey, man, instead of a guitar being played.
R&B, if it's jazzy, smooth, and talking about love, R&B. But Marcus, no, that's it. R&B. I don't care if Redman and Method Man's on there with D'Angelo. That's an R&B song. Moving on. Like that's
so when Kanye made 808 and Heartbreak, was that R&B or rap?
I don't know. I ain't messed with Kanye since his third album.
808 Heartbreak was his fourth album.
You said it's third.
So after the third, you're like, I don't care what you
He
did.
Was already crazy.
What you gonna do? I ain't gonna listen to it.
I saw the road he was headed there. Y'all just now getting here.
Hey, yeah. With heartbreak, I'm out of here. I'm out.
Y'all the behind Marcus the scenes stuff he was doing.
He rushed into being an old man, especially when it came to
when
music.
When it came to music, man, I limit myself and I'm not.
My kids. What's the song?
Ashamed of it.
Is it not Pick Up the Pieces? What's the song that I'll. That it says a long.
Kai was sitting at his I think he was doing his homework. I don't know, playing with something. He goes, "Hold on, God dang it, I'd rather be with you." Yeah,
that's.
I was like, "Bootsy, that's my boy right there. That's my son."
Why that baby know that?
Because you.
Me.
That's what I be listening to.
Right
and
now.
Also the reason rap is just doesn't last like that. They all talk about. Yeah. The same, but they it's say the same words verbatim every time. I got this, whatever in the trap, smoking that, shoot you in the cap.
First
type.
Of all, that's kind of goes.
You
smoking this, smoking that.
Run this back.
Shoot you in the trap. Like, woo! Yeah, nigga, that nigga
boxing
it.
I love it. Yeah. I love a good
I like when they can
foul
do it.
Henry song.
I like when, like, everybody know Pusha T. I'm a big Pusha T fan.
He be talking about the same thing.
He does what he does, and he does it well.
Cocaine sales.
I don't expect him to switch it up like a Jay-Z did and start talking about, well, this is where I'm at now, or even a Nas. It's like, no, he going to stay right there.
You
he
still want like, Pusha on that corner money. Selling that coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh. I love it.
Well, unfortunately, too, for most of the young rappers, you know, they the life they live, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you're about to say, but I'm already nervous.
This is your podcast.
You just have to edit it out, because every time I talk about somebody dying, it's so cringe words. But a lot of rappers just get offed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I be wanting them to.
Most of them ain't going to make it, so it ain't going to matter.
That's what
the part I got to take out.
No, leave it in there. He meant it.
Oh, y'all cool with this? They going to be dead.
They going to be.
It is the ones. It seems like they're getting shot at an alarming rate.
Just crazy.
Have y'all been hearing more about the Meg Thee Stallion and what's that little boy's name? Little man?
Tory Lanez
case?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
So everybody was having sex with everybody.
What does that even have? That was, I was so funny. I was watching the video. There was a video of a dude.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring you up to speed.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
There's a video of a dude who's been sitting in on the case. So
here's
He comes out. He comes out and he's giving a recap, right? And he's like, okay, the prosecution side, they come in, they give an opening statement, and it sounds pretty, you know, cut and dry that Tory shot Meg in the foot. He was like, she had gotten out the car or the truck that they were in, and he was like, dance, bitch, shot in the foot, right? Listen.
Sound like some Eddie Murphy Harlem Nights.
So then
shoot you in your
they were like, but then the defense comes up, and the defense is like, so there was a girl who was also in the car. Her name was Kelsey. They give the whole, they were like, there's a lot of stuff the prosecution isn't telling you, and gives a whole kind of recap of the entire night of them being with Kylie Jenner, and Tory was showing interest in Kylie, and Meg got upset. And then when they got in the car, Tory was like, why are you talking to Kelsey? Why are you taking Meg's side? She didn't slept with every dude that you didn't slept with. And then they name off the people that Kelsey slept with and that Meg slept with. And that Kelsey and Meg were fighting, right? And they were like, so why is it that Tory is the one that's being accused of shooting Meg? And I was like, what does Meg's activity have to do with getting shot in the foot? That shows you how much it is easier to defame someone's character that has nothing to do with the situation than it is to just be like, what led to her, or who shot her in the foot? Yeah. They're basically, instead of presenting this person actually shot her, because that's the easiest way to get your client off, is to actually give them the person who's done it. Instead, they're like, we're not going to do that. We're going to defame the person that said they got shot.
Mm-hmm. I think they don't know who shot her. So then they were saying Kelsey, the girl, that's her name?
Kelsey.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, not really. They're not close. But
they were saying they were beefing in the car. So they're like, why are y'all thinking
Meg and Kelsey?
Yeah. Why?
You know what?
Why is Tory being blamed when it could have been Kelsey?
This is the Johnny Cochran approach.
They've been they've been sleeping with the same men, and they've been having issues in the car, and then they were even fighting outside or something like that.
This is what the answer is to your question. OJ, the prosecution said OJ killed them. Johnny Cochran said, why did the policeman take that to his house?
Right.
Like, what? Johnny Cochran killed him. Mark Furman was saying, nigga.
100%.
What are you talking about? The LAPD beat up Rodney facts, King. What are you, why are you saying it? Because, well, if I say OJ didn't do it, I ain't going to win.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is, Meg Thee Stallion was eating spaghetti.
Right.
You understand me?
And she has a gluten allergy.
Just let's throw a whole bunch of other stuff and get
people lied
off track.
To herself.
They was at Kylie Jenner's house.
Yeah, because the thing is that strongest case is always going to be present the person who did it. But if you can't do that, you then just go, so let's just not focus on why my person might be the person. Because my thing is, if all of them were around, somebody saw who did it.
I'm like, if I was the defense, I would do this. Could have been Kelsey. Could have been the gun itself. Maybe the gun was upset.
Didn't they say it was Kelsey's gun?
No, but they did say both Kelsey and, I do believe I've read that both Kelsey and Tori, they tested positive for.
Ooh.
Tori? Oh, Kelsey.
For gunpowder?
For gunpowder.
Ooh.
So wait, did Tori say he didn't shoot?
He's been saying he didn't shoot her, but he did. The problem is they were like, he sent text messages the next day apologizing.
For shooting?
No. He's smart enough not to say that. I'm sorry for shooting you in your foot.
I'm getting caught up on this. What was his apology?
He just was like, I'm sorry about last night.
Yep.
For my involvement, I will not say. But the events that partook that resulted in you.
The gun, somebody got shot. Did they recover the gun that shot the person?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that gun registered?
I don't know if they got the bullets.
No. You don't need the bullet. The gun.
Okay.
Whoever, if the gun is legally registered, whoever's gun that is, put all the charges on them. That person will eventually let you know what happened.
because it's their weapon.
Yeah, it's their weapon.
Oh, but those type of charges aren't as bad as actually shooting someone. And those are charges.
Bad, though.
But to what you're saying though, if they put all the charges on Tori, which they've already tried to do, he's just gonna say, I didn't do it. It's my gun, but I didn't do it. He's who he gonna snitch on?
And say somebody else.
That's what I'm saying.
It.
He gonna lie. What are you doing right now? They need to find. There's no way. Somebody has to confess.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey is coming forward. Kelsey is.
People have gunshot residue on.
Did the victim not say she was shot by somebody?
But don't gunshot residue come right after the shot.
Wait, time out. Stop. Has Meg not said this person shot me?
She did.
That's all it should take. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, not to convict somebody.
That's like, crazy. Like, to I'm convict somebody. Foot. We standing here. He was the one who shot me in the foot.
No, we
don't know.
Remember training day? It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. You got to prove that he did it. I thought gunshot residue only happened when you shoot it like that.
Yeah,
like
that
smoke.
Is.
So how two people got it on, unless they were both had their hand on it or close enough?
It's within proximity. It don't matter.
So if I shot right here, boom, I shot at that door, would it get on Greg? And Angel?
Some of it would. It now, exists. On the actual hand, if she held the gun.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Or?
Afterwards.
I don't know about gunshot residue.
Being
on more than one person. I didn't know. This is the first time I've heard of that.
Kelsey is supposed to be testifying on behalf of the prosecutors that Tori shot.
Your shooter?
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a lot of information that just came to me now. I didn't know.
I've never heard.
Is that attempted murder?
They could. I don't know what they're charging him with. Like, I don't know what the charges will be.
The only time I've ever heard of somebody getting shot, saying who done it, was whether it was in self-defense or not. I've never heard of somebody saying, this person shot me. No, I didn't. Well, we can't prove it. That makes no sense to me. It sounds like missing information.
Well, no.
Because if that's the case, a lot more people would be getting shot and killed.
Because I want to say at first she didn't say he did it.
First she said because she said because the police pulled them all over. She was afraid to say he shot her because one, that means they have a gun. The police, it's just a bunch of.
Okay.
The police ain't gonna be like, you're a woman. You're a woman, and you're the only person. Everybody's about to get lit up.
They was on their way to her to take her to the hospital or something?
No, no. It had just happened. They were arguing. So she said she had cut her foot on glass. That's what she said in the police report. However, her medical chart, they pulled fragments of a bullet out. So that also doesn't help her credibility, because they're like, well, you lied. And she said her reason
changes things. I thought it was like you limping there. Hey, this fool just shot me. No, it didn't.
Well, no, the police had came and made them get out on the ground.
That's different. That's why I was like, now there's different. There's some things missing in this story other than somebody saying I didn't shoot him.
So, they said it's aggravated assault. He's got 3 charges against them.
Yeah. They need to just drop the case.
California, ain't that serious gun laws here?
It's a series of things, charges that he can face, whether he shot or not. But in California, it's like depending on the county that it's registered in.
Yeah, if it ain't Orange,
if it was a school nearby, he'd get charged for that.
We're going to talk about
that. The biggest problem is that Tori is the only one who has had the same story the entire time. I did not shoot her. The two women in this scenario have both changed their story at some point in time. Mm. With Meg saying she stepped on glass at first, went to the police, and with Kelsey saying Tori did not shoot Megan at first as well.
Oh, now they're Kelsey's both singing a different tune.
Yeah, she's like, no, Tori shot her.
Dang.
Now it's 2-1. Plus residue. That should be 3.
My biggest thing is I don't know that. The reason why I personally believe Megan, not just because she's a black woman, is that she gains nothing by going down this path. If she were lying, there's really nothing for her to gain by being like, you the one who shot me. Because the thing is that this could have died in this. The medical report never had to be released. We could have all just believed they got pulled over and she cut her foot on glass. She then chose to be like, no, my life was in danger. I was shot
by this man. Also, people online was saying that she was actually, I can't remember back then. Because I remember the glass thing. I don't know.
So that's the only reason why
she started saying that. I thought she was trying to defend herself by saying that, but I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Regardless, even if she wins this, she gains nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like people are going to be like, you're a champion. They're going to still be like, lions.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know how we got here.
You need to watch out who you hang with.
I saw a really interesting video about that.
Watch out who you hang with.
It was really good.
Because if you ain't my friend, you shoot me in my foot or shoot me, you pull a gun out on me, period. Yeah,
they were dating for a while. Were they dating?
I didn't know any of this.
Apparently, they were dating everybody. Tori was banging his friends, her friends. She was banging his friends.
You know, you said, like, be aware of your surroundings, your circle that you cool with. Greg, you had some things about AI.
Did y'all know Elon Musk came out with this new AI? It's called OpenAI, and it's a search
engine. Artificial intelligence for y'all.
Yes. It's a search engine like Google, right? Mm-hmm. So you put whatever you want to put in and it searches it. But with this one, you can ask it to do tasks. So you can tell it to write you a weekly workout plan or a monthly workout plan. And it'll just right there on the screen, pop, 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 pull up a workout plan, type it all out for you. You tell it your weight, height, and it figures it out for you. By itself.
So it's taking the job of personal trainers.
Logistics, if you like, hey, how long does it take? Show me the route from here to there. Ba-da-da, it shows you the route. Write me a paper, an essay. It'll write you a paper, an essay. It does everything. It says it's going to take over Google, the search engine Google. Yeah.
Skynet. This is the beginning of every movie. It starts with the robots, and then you got it.
So why do you think there's such a big push, Greg? Because I know you are the conspiracy expert.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think there is such a big push for everything to move towards AI by the rich? Because those are the people that are creating it.
So everything can be documented. Everything. So For example, if I'm selling anything on the street, cash, that's money the government's not seeing at all. But if I have a chip in my hand and you have a chip in your hand and we tap each other, they can tax that money because they know it's been, you know, it's moving. That money's moving. I think everything is going to get to that point, period. And with this, I mean, this is going to narrow. This is going to mess some people up because it's going to take a lot of jobs away, especially from the minority. You know, if you're able to just, hey, write me a code to do this. Now coders or you taking jobs, they probably going to start paying people low because you ain't got to know no trade, the darn computer doing it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it started out with, you know, they took away the gas attendant at the gas pump. You just go pay with your card. Mm. You don't need nobody. You can bag your own groceries. You just scan it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so before, nobody was really concerned. But then, like Kev was saying, they got AI creating, you know, art. Taking creative jobs. Like, hold on.
There was a whole debate about that Lensa app when people was putting their photos in and it was made Angel to a white woman and did me terrible.
Those
too.
Are beautiful pictures, by the way.
Yeah. Angel had a son named Jalen in that picture.
No, I definitely did.
And she put some putting money on a nigga's books.
I can play space. But she could play space.
The first question was like, y'all giving y'all data to companies, which is an argument that was happening when the old picture,
the old people pictures,
the old people came up. Yeah. Y'all giving y'all data to the people.
You're already staring at your phone.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I'm like, we have to unlock our phones with our faces.
Did you know that iPhone literally takes pictures like every 5 or 10 seconds? Like, if you were to turn the lights off and video with another phone, you would see it flashing because it's literally just.
No, I didn't. But know that.
That's how when you pick it up, it recognizes your face because it's just constantly doing it.
But the debate moved from that to you're stealing from artists, right? You're stealing from, like, this AI generated this these images from stealing from real artists. And then I was like, dang, I didn't know about that nor think about that. But in my mind, I was like, I wouldn't have paid anybody to do
this anyway.
Right? I was only doing this because I was bored. But technology has always taken somebody's job. Mm-hmm. Not even AI. Like, when horses were the primary mode of transportation, people made horseshoes.
Yeah.
And then when people start using cars, the dude who, when the car came, the horseshoe man is like, nigga, if y'all do that.
Blacksmiths was going out like crazy.
When people stopped using swords as their primary weapon.
Yeah.
All technology is always evolved that. And it always, as people become efficient, efficiency means people lose their job. For example, I just made these videos today of me going inside the video that Lil Mama made, right? That before, you would have had to have a green screen, lighting, all this stuff. Now with technology and this app, I can just stand here, press a button and say remove background. Canva, this app, I use it to make, I'm not even a good enough graphic designer to make flyers. They have all these templates. All I have to do is put my picture there and my dates. I used to pay a graphic designer anywhere from $50 to $400, depending on the thing, to make stuff, folders and all that stuff. I don't even have to make a good enough version to beat him, but because of this software, I now don't have to hire him. And it's not in my best interest, unless I need something dope, to do that. So that's, it was cool until when AI writes good jokes, then I'm going to be like, now this is a problem.
They're going to be killing.
Yeah. We shouldn't. If AI is performing and I can't get my show because AI has a show,
we got to bring down the man.
Then it'll be a problem. Everybody was like, all right, get that out of here.
It was crazy. Strange. What jobs do you think that would be the last ones that AI could actually fulfill?
Trades. Straight HVAC, electrical, plumbing, welding, firemen. I believe that's a trade.
And troubleshooting AI.
Yeah.
AI going to be like, you'll never fix me.
Cybersecurity type situations. But outright, those three, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, nah. You have to physically be there to fix those things.
But a robot can come in.
I don't know. I was about to say a robot.
Robot is.
Nah. A robot, there's no.
You think a robot can't assess something that's wrong with air conditioning?
No. To that point, I think in a situation of, if it's newer, let's say it was designed by a specific company, this building or whatever, They can design robots to fix
that. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's what they would do.
Well, okay. You can design like a robot to fix anything.
Yeah. Like building cars.
But you're
That's all robotic now.
You think the Detroit kids didn't think that was possible?
But what I'm saying, like, okay, you you build a robot to fix plumbing, right? Mm-hmm. There's a leak, right? Robot fixes it. How does this robot test this leak? Like, is he going to literally see the water dripping? Is there going to be a sensor to where he's like,
yeah,
pressure, hell.
You're giving all the answers.
I got leak sensors in my house. If I get a leak, like, by the washing machine, it's going to come to my phone.
Why would you think a robot couldn't check that?
He's like, is it going to be like sensor?
But
yes.
That's actually exactly what I'm saying.
But
like,
I got eyes.
Like, you know what Greg sound? I'm going to make a joke. You know what Greg sound like? Have you seen the movie Office Space?
Yeah.
They're like, what is your job here? Well, I talk to the engineers. He's like, well, why couldn't we just talk to the engineers? What? They don't talk to people? I got to talk to them. That's Greg. How could a robot... I saw the water. What would a robot know? Robot don't have eyes. A robot have eyes?
What I'm saying is, like, a building like this that's chaotic, you don't know what you're going to run into. Because she said the last jobs to be able to take over. Mm-hmm. So a robot wouldn't be able to, with today's technology, come in here and find an issue that somebody found. Because they got to program it to figure out what's up there. But if this was a new building designed by GE and they know where everything is, they can design robots to go troubleshoot issues in that because it was designed by them. So they already have the schematics and everything to make that
work.
You're
already ahead of us. I thought creators would never do it.
I can agree with that.
But
I think therapists will be the first. Nah. I mean, the last.
That robot going to analyze what a therapist is. You know niggas is in there with the same problems. They're going to be like, what is your wife tripping? Yeah.
Your height and weight puts in your personal connection. I think that'll be personal connection was already lost.
Okay, boom. Watch this. Because of pandemic, right? Prior to the pandemic, I went to therapy in person, right? Because of the pandemic, I do it on Zoom. So we already lose the connection of me going and looking at you. So now all we have, I seen the TikTok. This dude made an AI version of himself to look like he's on Zoom. It's a digital rendering of himself that looks human. If you could take away the look, now I believe you're a real person back there, and do good enough to listen, people will be like, look, this robot's good. Sex?
No.
You'll be smashing them robots?
Sex would be the first thing to go.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, I still think, for me, the only reason I say therapy is because... It's because there is a level of empathy that I'm trying to think of how you would program that type of you.
You
no,
put
I'm,
the empathy and you turn it up.
Crank it up. tears, water, sensor. Preferences.
Go to empathy. You turn that all the way up on that robot.
Perfect. That's it. That's the one I think will be the last, though.
Therapists. Doctors?
No. Nah.
Like surgeons?
No, I think that's very easy.
That's going to be
that's
first.
Easy.
They got
trauma,
laser.
Trauma victim. Trauma. Like paramedics. Because that's a completely different thing right there.
Responders.
First responders, you got like.
Yeah, you ain't got time for a robot to be like, what's wrong? His arm broke. He's like.
Yeah, you sitting there. Right here, man. Impaled. You sitting there downloading how do you fix the impaled.
You know what? I think there will always have to be a human there, but I could see them adding more AI to that experience to be able to scan.
That's
the body
starts.
Of like as far as in blood pressure, like if there's any like scanning. I don't know what all AI can do currently, but I do think a human will always need to be there as well to be able to like communicate with the person. Man, but
because we're gonna be robots.
Hey, look, I don't think the human race is gonna survive long enough.
No, that's why I be telling my kids, like, y'all be like, what's gonna happen when I grow up? No, that rapper, I wanted to say this, the FN Mecca, the AI rapper, the only mistake they made is there was white people behind it, and he said, if there was behind it, he said, FN Mecca was already had millions of followers. They got AI creating beats now, creating music.
That's art.
That's art. You're going to have to be a snob like, I don't want robot music.
That's
I don't
us. That's going to be us.
But, but that's the thing. You always have people like that. I think that'll be the salvation. Old people who just be like, I don't want it just because it's not what I'm used to.
Exactly.
Will be the, now, once we die off,
But here's the other thing to that. You still got people, even our age, that don't, the large population of the world, like we out here in L.A., I just seen a Uber Eats robot taking food down the street the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen one of them in Hollywood.
But you still have people, this is in the city. Look at the, all right, this is, I'm going to try to switch this around. So look at the electoral maps. You know how you got the blue is always very small, but then most of the states red. I feel like that's how it is with this AI stuff. This is like them cities, them concentrated cities, they need all the technology. Yep. A majority of the people don't want nothing to do with that.
You right. Yep.
I remember when I was at All Deaf, I wish I could find the video. They had a robot security
politicians.
Guard.
Sorry.
What did he say?
That I was saying politicians. They will be the last to lose their jobs. Go ahead.
The robot going to be like, I am for everyone. I don't like Trump. But
All Deaf.
They had a security guard. It was a robot security thing. It was basically a deterrent. It just walked around and scanned and had cameras. And it was just enough to be like, well, if I know this thing has cameras and it's recording me and I can see it, I'm not going to break into this car.
Yeah.
Right? But it didn't do nothing. It couldn't shoot you, couldn't hurt you. But now they're making robot police dogs. They're making drones. They passed a law. They're trying to pass a law, I think, in San Francisco that a drone could shoot you. You see all that?
Yeah.
Oh!
Drones as a weapon.
That's ridiculous.
That used to be a fighter pilot thing. Now it's some in New Mexico.
It's like a video game.
Blowing up something halfway across the world. That's why.
Yeah, the problem with that is that you removing the human connection.
Yeah, it's desensitizing you, so you can easily shoot somebody.
You used to have to kill somebody like, the early wars, stab.
Turn.
The better technology got, the further away from somebody you could be. Easier way to kill. With a gun, now I can shoot you from here. With a drone, he's in New Mexico.
In his draws.
In his draws.
He just had his vasectomy. He's healing from his vasectomy.
To that
going,
point, Greg said it's going to be a kid. Think about how our children, like especially y'all's kids and his kids, they grow with technology.
Yeah.
These kids have had an iPad at their fingertips the majority of their life. We learn type. McKinley, Amar.
Yeah, Amar know how to work.
Micaiah, they are growing up with technology at their fingertips. Yeah. They're going to be smarter than us. Angel's still going to be putting their glasses and looking over. Mm-hmm. Be like, in my day, we had to touch the iPhone. The iPhone going to be in your glasses. You're going
to
be looking.
I'm going to go to breaker box and just flip the power off. It's like,
what's that?
No, all the power to the hell.
You don't know robot's going to come and be like, it was the breaker and it was Marcus.
Again.
Marcus think that's the answer to stopping technology. I'm going to just keep taking these breakers off.
I'm going to hide my can. I'm going to figure it out one day.
McKinley came home and she's learning how to hack at her school.
See?
So she knows how to, certain buttons you press on the computer, it'll pull up the code. She knows what buttons to press on your computer to pull up.
Oh, yeah, to pull up all the user commands.
Yeah,
We was writing code on MySpace. Mm. We just was using it to make stuff glitter.
Man, to dial into the internet used to be a hacking situation.
There you go.
Come on.
Yeah. We're old, what we're saying. Are. Look, Kev, that's Kevin expiring.
I already know. I'm glad he was here and he lasted this long. Me
y'all
too.
Y'all not hungry?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I was hungry when
my
I showed up. Big
growler. I
thought
I'm you
was tipsy.
Hungry.
You are tipsy?
I drink right, champagne all day.
Is that why you looked at me that you look?
It was growling. I was like, I know he has to be hearing this.
All right. So, hey.
Moral of the whole podcast is the earth is flat.
The earth is flat. Bless his heart. Is this y'all's last podcast of the year?
I don't know. I asked
it. It might be. It all depends on what Monday feels like. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, man, the last 2 weeks, we're supposed to be drinking and eating unhealthy.
No, we make sure that happens. All the way through.
I'm going to be over at y'all home.
That's different. You better be. Hey,
fam. That lets you know he ain't going
to
be there.
I've been looking forward to this.
Thank y'all for tuning into this.
Feet going to be hurting.
Craziness. Y'all know our guests. I don't even feel like letting them do any outro because y'all know who they are.
Maybe it's a robot watching. It's like,
might
I
be.
Am unfamiliar.
We don't want them here.
Kev on stage.
I'm a dude living out in the woods.
That's what my bandanas and stuff. You just reminded me. I had a conspiracy theorist customer I mean, a customer at the bank, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how people are like, I'm off the grid. And he was like, do you realize?
You ain't never off the grid.
He was like, you don't have a cell phone. He was like, you not having a cell phone don't matter. No. He's like, you seen Batman? If I don't have a cell phone, but y'all do, or that there, yeah. or all the cameras and all this, he was like, you have to live in the woods naked. Your phone has to be buried 10 feet underground, or no phone within you, around you 10 feet. That's not 10 feet underground. And also you would not be able to exist within society.
Yeah. Thing is, how you think they track traffic? It's the cell phone.
It's the cell phone.
They see 300 cell phones right here in this small space. That's traffic.
Yeah.
All right, fam.
That's crazy, man. Hey, I'm not using my GPS no more.
I'm
going to turn the breaker off of
it
that.
It don't care.
It's like, we still know where you at.
GPS don't care.
You just don't know where you at.
I'm trying to end it.
So end it. You got to push through.
No.
Robots! I'm going to be on podcast talking about they hate black women.
They already do. Hey, I've been your host, Marcus Tanks, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, and Marcus on the Book, TikTok, and Tank on Top. And y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. It's manshyt.com. Goose.
All right, you can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY. You can catch me on YouTube. Building with Goose, and you can buy my merch at reppedmerch.com. I changed it up a little bit. It's going to be in the description. Also, before we close, everybody be safe out there. Be aware. Folk are trying to steal our women and some of our men out there, too. Be aware. Don't touch. Yeah, all that
napkins.
Stuff. Don't touch those napkins on your door handle, on the gas pump. I saw a video today.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Somebody put something on the gas pump, you'll get knocked up and get snatched.
Nigga, do you know knocked up is a racist term?
No, I don't.
We're going to talk about it next year.
Knocked up. I'm going to look that up. Y'all just racist. Be careful out there. All that. Right. Be aware.
Y'all want to
keep your head on the
Kev
swivel.
On stage, you can find me on KevOnStage.com. And also, have unprotected sex this holiday season.
Go ahead, Angel.
Just do it.
Just start
it
talking.
Feel better.
I'm that chick, Angel. You can get the Mama Likes box at shopmamalikes.com. And you know where to find me. Man.
All right, fam. Y'all have a good one. Have a blessed new year and holiday season.
Stuff.